A Thomas Nelson audio presentation.
The Vertical Self: How Biblical Faith Can Help Us Discover Who We Are in an Age of Self-Obsession, by Mark Sayers. Preface: We need to change the conversation. Christian leaders are engaged in a conversation about what kind of church shape will be most effective in the soil of 21st century Western culture. Books, blogs, and conferences are the arenas in which this discussion is played out. All kinds of answers have been proposed and put into practice. We're told that the church must be more missional, more contemporary, more media savvy, more emerging, more social justice focused, more seeker sensitive, more liturgical. We've been told that the church of the future will be multi-site, small and organic, simple, large, conservative, liberal, postmodern, ancient future, Celtic, cellular, neo-monastic, and incarnational. Now, I don't want to mock these valid explorations. I come as someone who, for the last 17 years, has been highly involved full-time in innovative church planting and missions in the highly secular soil of Melbourne, Australia. I have lectured, consulted, and taught on the kinds of churches that I think will reach Western culture. About 4 years ago, however, a creeping doubt began to enter my mind. All our attempts to reshape church in the West will be at best sabotaged and at worst fail because there is a huge unnamed problem with people inside the church. As I travelled around speaking at churches of all shapes, approaches and flavours, I noticed that despite their completely different approaches, they had a common problem. It did not matter if the church was a small emerging missional community, a traditional liturgical church on the corner, or a multi-site contemporary megachurch. There was a basic problem of discipleship. The best way to describe the problem was to say that it was a crisis of identity. Identity crisis. I discovered that the missional strategy taken by churches was neutered because the people inside churches were suffering from an identity crisis. They seemed filled with insecurity about who they were and what difference their faith made in their lives. Jesus' mandate to go out and preach the gospel in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, seemed to have been replaced by the maxim to go into the world and convince people that you're not a Christian dork. I would preach at mega churches in the suburbs, led by wonderful leaders whose hearts burned to see their community come to know Christ, yet who would tell me that they often worried that the baby boomers in their congregation were more concerned about what the brand of the SUV they drove said.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?